Hi, and welcome to this edition of the Solimar Systems Podcast. I'm Jonathan Malone McGrew, the Director of Communications and Engagement here at Solimar Systems. And today we're going to be talking with Dan Adler, our CRO, our Chief Relationship Officer, on our assessment process for our clients and partners here at Solimar Systems. This is an important process that we have been taking our customers through, and Dan is going to tell us why it's important, all the steps in the process, and why you should contact us today to find out how you can get involved. So without further ado, Dan, why don't I turn it over to you to start talking about our assessments?
Hey, well, thank you a lot, Jonathan. It's a pleasure to be able to discuss this because, as Jonathan did mention, this is an important process for both ourselves and our customers. We want our customers to be able to have a forum or the ability to learn as much about themselves, actually, in order to be able to provide more information to us so that we can help making our customers that much more successful. So the process we go through is multi-stepped. We start off traditionally with asking some initial questions, and this part is usually done as a result of a phone interview. You all are hopefully in contact with a main contact person at Solimar, whether it be somebody in sales or marketing. And we go through these initial questions in order to then prepare ourselves to be able to best serve you when we come on site and best understand what your environment is like. So we go through, and the beginning is collecting basic company information. We want to know the kind of work you're doing, whether it be statements, direct mail, books, or whatever various applications you may have. We then go into the kinds of hardware you have, not just the printers, but also the kinds of inserters. You may have cameras and software for tracking, that sort of thing. Then we'll review the software, beginning with composition software or enhancement software you may have, the kinds of data streams or PDLs that you produce for your printers, and even go and into the kind of postal software you may have. Then we'll discuss the volumes of your prints, maybe monthly counts, annual counts, when do you have peaks and valleys, and that sort of thing. The volumes of inserting that you have, the kinds of postal sorting that you may do. You may be using software, you may be using mechanical comminglers, or you might even be sending this out to a pre-sort house. Understanding more about your specific operations, how you handle the jobs, and the process that you might go through in a high-level overview of your workflow. We then want to know about your staffing, how you deal with change control, reprints, possibly hand or manual processes that you may have, and finishing off with questions about the kind of e-delivery that you may be going through. So after that, we all have a fairly good idea of, from a top level, what your company is like, and then we're able to proceed to the next step.
Just a question before we go on to the next step. So we do that initial interview. What do you think is the value to our clients for doing that? Like, it sounds like there's a lot of steps in there, but there's a real good reason why we want to go through that before we move on to the next steps of the process, right?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jonathan. You know, what we find is a lot of times when we're talking with our main contact with our customers, that main contact actually may not be aware of everything that's happening in the total operation. Or when we're talking to, let's say, somebody like the CEO or owner, they may not have all that information. And so it really helps them to kind of get their own inventory, if you will, of what's going on in their shops, not only with the specific hardware and software, but learning a little bit more so that they can get up to speed on what's occurring on a day-to-day basis. After we've gone through that initial question and answer session with you, we then go through what we like to call a self-assessment process. This allows you to be able to pause, think back, and determine where you think your company is. And there are no good or bad answers for yourself when you're answering these questions, but we really want you to kind of think about where you think you are in various categories, and then you can even start thinking about where you may want to be. You could possibly be very happy with certain aspects of where you are with the company, but again, you may think maybe this is an area I need to look into in order to have improvement. So for instance, the first question of our self-assessment process is, what's the scalability of your operation? So starting off with, we can quickly scale up and down without reducing profitability. There's minimal disruption to facilities, labor, equipment, and SLAs, or service level agreements. Another answer might be, the capacity is limited by specific bottlenecks. So media investment and time is required in order to respond in order to make these things better. Or you may have an answer that says that volume spikes are actually disruptive. Increasing capacity is time consuming, complex, and requires large investment. So with those kind of questions, you start to be able to think about where you may want to go and where you may want to invest in the future. Other various questions that we will discuss in the self-assessment process is, what is the ease of onboarding new work? And again, with all of these, we have three major areas of classification that you would be able to answer. We will ask other items like, what is your adherence to service level agreements? How do you do postal sorting? What's your process for doing reprints when pieces are damaged throughout your production cycle? What do you do currently for e-presentment, or do you even do e-presentment? And what value might that be? How do you do job tracking? For instance, is it fully automated, or is it siloed into different operations, or is there actually no specific job tracking occurring? What's your disaster recovery and business continuity plan? And then some of our final questions are things like, are you planning on adding to or switching to inkjet? And we ask you to fill out a workflow infrastructure topographic diagram for each facility. So by going through all of these, you and us are able to then determine where you are and where you actually may want to go.
So Dan, you know, what I've heard from some of our clients when we've talked through this with them is that this is actually an opportunity for them to, as you say, sit back, and you may not have actually had all these questions answered by an entire operation at once. It allows them to send it around to, maybe it's only the production floor that's ever answered these. Maybe they want marketing's input, or they want, the sales teams or their solutions teams or their IT departments. This is really a way that we help bring their company together to really reflect on their current position and where they want to go. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that's definitely right. And, you know, we find a lot of times that companies these days are so busy and running so hard and fast that they often aren't able to actually sit down together, especially the executive team, and discuss their day-to-day operations and be able to determine those areas where they believe that they're doing great and where they think that they might be good candidates for improvement. So this process will identify some of those areas that maybe they've just haven't thought about, and it gives them the opportunity to be able to work a little bit more as a team if they so choose.
And so they fill all this out, and then what happens?
Well, then they will provide that information to us so that we're able to have that in our back pocket, if you will. And then we come on site and do a full day assessment. So typically what that assessment looks like is we will come in and usually start at 8 to 9 o'clock, depending on what the customer's starting time is and what they maybe need to do in order to get ready for their own day. We do a little meet and greet, review our agenda, and go around the room with the total executive team. And one thing that we do require is that the executive team be available to us so that we're able to maximize the experience for all of us, but especially our customers. We take this whole process extremely seriously, and we want the full staff to be available from that executive team. We'll usually take about an hour or so and walk the floor of the company, starting off with understanding where some of the software capabilities are, and walking the production floor so we can visually better understand what those processes are within your own company. After that, we all go into a room and we begin to whiteboard the total workflow so that we can best understand what you think that workflow may be within your company. And that way we'll be able to use that as kind of a basis for where we may come up with recommendations. We'll talk about how you attain your service level agreements and are able to support those. We'll discuss things like disaster recovery, as well as the breadth of services offerings that you currently have, what works, and possibly what other kinds of services that you don't currently offer, what might you like to do in the future. Then we take time out and we meet with the typical main stakeholders of each area. So that might be the IT supervisor. Then we'll move into the print production supervisor, possibly the inserting supervisor, along with understanding what that whole postal processing looks like within your company. And if you're a PSP or provider for pay, then we would like to talk with your sales manager, because a lot of times they have lots of insight about some of the great things that you're doing as a company and what things that they may like to see, some improvements or new capabilities that they would then be able to go out and sell. We then take ourselves offline from the rest of your staff for about an hour, and we go through and collect our thoughts and do a presentation to, again, your executive staff for the last hour of the day. And in this presentation, we want to confirm that we indeed do have the workflow right, that you all agree on that, because many times as we go through the process during the day, we find some new things or maybe things that weren't being done specifically the way that the original members thought they were being done. And we clarify what that whole workflow looks like. Then we will go away, and approximately 2 weeks later, what we do is we spend about an hour with a webinar where we want to present our final report to you using a PowerPoint presentation, and we also will deliver a written final report. And in that report, what we will go through is some areas of where we see your company currently. Again, a review of the workflow, some thoughts of where you think that that workflow might have some improvements, as well as some recommendations of how we might be able to help you obtain some of those goals that you may have, including additional workflow efficiencies and new offerings that you may be able to have. So that total process is our on-site assessment. And as you can see, it's just one part of our total commitment to you as a customer.
So Dan, this seems like a pretty comprehensive assessment. It's on site, and we do require the presence of the executives. Is that right? Are there any other requirements that that people need to consider as they look at this? Is this something that they can do without executive presence, or does it really need to have the full participation of the organization?
Well, because we're committing our time in order to come on site, yes, we do require that the executive staff be made available and be a part of this total process. We want to be talking with the decision makers and getting to know them if we don't already, so that we're able to form a better relationship with all of these people and the company, so that as we continue working with our customers, we're able to provide more of a consultative role, if you will, in the total process. When our customers come to us and ask for specific products, we really want to be able to understand how they're going to be using it, and maybe we actually have some different or better solutions for them to consider. So that executive staff and, you know, their time commitment for that day, and then the 1 hour when we do our final report, we do request that that be made available. But it truly does benefit all of us involved.
And that's, I think, understandable to all of our listeners. And so one of the questions I would like to ask you, you had a long career before you joined the Solimar team as our chief relationship officer. You consulted with many companies all around the world, and indeed owned your own printing business and print shop. Curious to know, in your experience, how unique is this assessment and it's the value it provides?
The format of our assessment, I think, is rather unique because of the way that we're approaching it. We are approaching this whole process as being a true partner with our customers. We don't want to just do this assessment process in order to sell more products. And typically, that's what we find in the industry. It becomes a sales opportunity for companies, but indeed, this is to create a better relationship with our customers, and it allows all of us to better succeed in the future.
Well, that's great. And I think that really wraps up our multi-step assessment process. We've got that initial conversation with your Solimar representative, or whether that be in sales or marketing. We've got the self-assessment that we send and people go through with their teams and kind of get a place in their mind where they are today. And then they look at where they want to go in the future. And then we come on site and we really work hand in hand with them. And then we present back our findings and hopefully forge a partnership in the future to help them meet their goals. That's really what this is all about. And if they want to find out more, Dan, they go to our website. They go to www.solimarsystems.com. Yes, it's a long URL, but it's solimarsystems.com, and you can go to our contact us button in the upper right hand corner. There's a form they can fill out to get in touch with us, or they could even give us a jingle at 619-849-2800. Again, that's 619-849-2800. And they can call us up, and there's always someone manning the phones at Solimar to help them get to the right person to find out more about an assessment. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And as you know, Jonathan, we're attending lots of the various industry shows and events all the time. So we look forward to meeting personally with many of you and talking through this whole process. As well as, you know, always feel free to, as Jonathan mentioned, call us, and we would love to have a conversation with you.
And if you want to know more about the upcoming events that we have, they're also on our website under the news and events section in the upper left-hand corner, and you can find all the latest events we'll be at. Feel free to schedule with us, and normally Dan, I, or Marianne will be at a show, and we can chat with you and meet you in person, and we'd love the opportunity to do so. Well, that'll wrap up this edition of the Solimar Systems podcast. I'm Jonathan Malone McGrew, and that was Dan Adler, our Chief Relationship Officer. We enjoyed spending this time with you and hope it was informative, and look forward to the next podcast here at Solimar Systems.